Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. Hour number two. Live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. So the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour have conjoined. So the PGA Tour did a lot of lecturing about morals and values to Phil Mickelson and Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson. Morals, values, we're not sellouts. PGA Tour now just joined the LIV Golf Tour and the Saudi money.
Looks like there's a meeting between the players and the commissioner today at 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 p.m. our time.
By the way.
Should be interesting, huh?
Let's say the PGA players protest and don't play. So what? All right, bye-bye.
All right.
Go ahead.
It'll be very interesting to see what happens. A lot of high and mighty guys. It's going to be
I went back and looked at the Jack Nicklaus days, the Arnold Palmer days. See if there was any... oil money involved. Yes, there was. This is the funny thing about it. Whenever you get too high and mighty on stuff like that, is that these major corporations, let's say you're a comedian, and you're a left-leaning comedian, and some right-leaning corporation will give you $500,000 to come to a convention in Vegas and do a 45-minute act. You have a right to say no and stand on your moral high ground. I defend that. But if another comedian does it, don't get too upset. Because if you're not taking the money, they need somebody to tell jokes for 45 minutes. They got to go find a comedian. And you can. So my thing is, I have no problem with people being bothered by the LIV Golf Tour. But we don't have to be bothered by it. You go stand on your moral high ground. But there's going to be a lot of people that are going to accept it. And basically Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka, among others, said, why are we the only sport where you don't take care of the stars? We see the television ratings. I mean, every other sport gets it. I mean, literally most of our sports create salary caps because we know otherwise there would be a bidding war for Patrick Mahomes and he'd make $200 million a year, right? So we have to have salary caps to prevent the billionaires from just buying all the best players. So we know that, but even that said, he's going to make $500 million. And so this idea that it was just to watch, once PGA Tour started lecturing golfers on, you're a real hypocrite if you're lecturing golfers on their morals and values with Saudi money, but you support a sitting president. We're entangled with all that stuff.
I saw a great bumper sticker once. I don't believe in anything. I'm just here for the violence. And I started cracking up out loud. And then you start thinking about it. You're like, well, there's some stuff I believe in. But, Jews, I love your comedian example right there. There's going to be a lot of people outraged at this golf situation. And I don't have a strong feeling. Like here, just like you.
Phil Mickelson could have turned down the money. Somebody else would have taken it. Okay. Turn down that act for $500,000 to tell your jokes at a convention. Some other comedian's going to take it. You have a right to turn it down, and I respect that. But don't get preachy on me. You don't know my situation. I don't know yours. You could have lost your job. Whenever people go to that, as a politician, you can do a lot to offend me. I do not need to agree with you on half your policies. If I think you're a decent human being, you could potentially get my vote. I can disagree all the time. But man, if you start lecturing me on morals and values and all that nonsense, it's like, no. You got skeletons. I don't know about them yet, but all these politicians have sold their soul for something. It's called politics. You give to get. Right? You have to, at some point, as a president, a senator, a governor, give to get what you want. It's just the game of politics. And I think the PGA Tour, finally figured out here, we can be high and mighty, but we need our best sticks. We need our big guys, because Tiger no longer gives you the guaranteed TV rating. Nick right now joining us. Let's shift gears. A co-host, first things first. So I thought it's interesting. I was talking about this yesterday, and you do your celebrity club stuff and your tears for players. And I said, I got
celebrity club.
What do you call it? What is it called?
Club superstars. Okay. Celebrities are who you have drinks with, out in LA at Javier's. NBA superstars is what we talk about in gritty New York City afternoon sports talk. But go right ahead.
Okay. So, and I put the 10 guys in the league, and I think playoff performance matters. And I said the one guy I can't quite figure out is Jimmy Butler. I don't think he's one of the 10 most talented players. I don't think he's one of the 10 most gifted. But he literally, if you said game 7, fourth quarter, who do you want in the league? I'd be like, Steph, Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, like, there's not many more.
Like what?
Right, talent's overrated, Colin. Colin. In our business, talent's overrated. What you know what's underrated? What works. What gets it done. And I know that sounds kind of like an old school, almost malapropism, but it's not. Like, I have heard for 2 months how untalented the Heat are, which either means the talent evaluators are wrong, or talent is not what wins, or talent is overrated. I'm going to give you a few Jimmy Butler stats, and then I want to ask you a question. Since Jimmy Butler joined the Miami Heat lead the entire NBA in playoff wins. Think about that.
Wow.
Over the last 4 years, no team has more wins than Jimmy Butler's Heat. Over the last 4 years, no one has more 40-point games in the playoffs than Jimmy Butler. Over the last 4 years, only Nikola Jokic has more 30-point triple-doubles in the playoffs than Jimmy Butler. And he's doing it without stars around him. So here is what I would say. I would say Jokic, Giannis, and Steph are, if we are saying who you want for the postseason, those guys are your top three in some order. Jimmy Butler, along with, in my opinion, LeBron, Devin Booker, KD, and Luka, are that next group. Like, now, how do you rank them? 4, 5, 6, 7? We can discuss it. But how could anyone argue that when it comes to the postseason, they would rather have Joel Embiid, that they would rather have any of those other guys who have not shown the ability to raise their game in these moments? And so if Jimmy Butler is not a top five player in basketball, fine. Is he a top five playoff player? Absolutely he is. And he takes what your guy Draymond Green first talked about to its furthest logical conclusion. 82-game players and 16-game players. Now, the best in league history are both. Great regular seasons and raise their game in the playoffs. Steph does that. LeBron does that. Jokic is doing it right now. Giannis has done that. Jimmy, though, is the more value. If you can only have an 82-game guy like a James Harden
right.
or a 16-game guy like Jimmy Butler, obviously Jimmy Butler's more valuable.
Okay, I want to throw a football thing at you. So,
yeah.
It's Kansas City's the best team in the league, best quarterback, and I think best coach built for this culture. I thought Belichick was the best coach when you could grab players and hit players above the shoulders, and the world's changed. And Belichick's tone deaf to offense. And I saw this story, and I made a point of it today. Buffalo has now signed three defensive linemen this offseason. Ed Oliver, a nose tackle, Leonard Floyd. Wonderful. Still can't get the O-line right. Pittsburgh still can't get the O-line right. Belichick still can't get the offense right. And I look at this Buffalo with Josh Allen. They'd love DeAndre Hopkins. Probably won't be able to afford him. Stephon Diggs was held to 40 yards basically in a playoff game because you can double him. You can basically slide your defense over. When you look at Buffalo as a Kansas City Chief, do you even view them as a threat anymore, or are they becoming tone-deaf to offense?
No, listen, I think their window will reopen again at some point in the future, but I think they missed their window with this iteration of the team in those 13 seconds. The time to get Kansas City was when they got them. They were leading a playoff game in Arrowhead with 13 seconds to go, and they let go of the rope. And last year they were worse than that, and I don't know why next year we expect them to be better. I said something on the TV show yesterday that my colleagues across the table scoffed at, laughed at. Honestly, Colin, they were downright rude to me.
Yeah.
But I think you'll agree with me. Maybe. Who is better positioned for this upcoming season? The Jacksonville Jaguars or the Buffalo Bills?
Jags.
So let's go through it.
Yeah.
Yes. So last year, they both won their division. They both had a Pro Bowler at quarterback. They both won a playoff game and then lost a playoff game. The Jags' playoff win was a stirring comeback against a very good Charger team and then a road playoff loss to the champs by 7. The Bills' playoff story was escaping against Skylar Thompson and then following that up with getting blown out at home by Cincinnati. So that's last year. Now this year, the Jags are in the best possible division you can be in with a quarterback who is clearly ascending. The Bills are maybe in the toughest division in football with a quarterback that's been, as I've said, up and down, game to game, week to week, quarter to quarter, year to year. They're changing their defensive coordinator. There's questions to me about that offensive coordinator post-Dable. Like, to me, the Chiefs are a clear one. Cincinnati has earned the right to be a clear two. And then Jacksonville, Baltimore, Buffalo are all in a group. But the Bills have just gotten this. I mean, you know who's on the cover of Madden this year, Colin?
Who?
Josh Allen. He can hang that with his banners for, you know, September champs and throw the football out of the stadium. Like, there's a lot of hype surrounding Buffalo every year that they have yet to earn, in my opinion.
I want to circle back to the NBA. So there was a story of obviously Kyrie or somebody connected to Kyrie gave to Shams or Chris Haynes that, you know, he wants LeBron to go to Dallas. Unlikely, but I thought if I was LeBron, I'd sit and listen, talk it over with my wife, glass of wine. It's interesting. Play with Luka, who can play 70 games. LeBron now has to have teammates that can play 70 games because AD doesn't. And you just get to a point where if AD goes down, LeBron at his age has to play 40 minutes. It doesn't work that way. But I will say this. I do think Kyrie would make the Lakers better. But immediately on that story, the Lakers immediately leaked this. The Lakers maintained on Monday, not interested in adding Kyrie. Is this Jeannie and Rob Pelinka saying, no. We're not giving you the franchise. We're slowly taking it back. What do you think that means, an immediate leak to their sources We're not interested in the Kyrie business.
Well, I think that's smart. So first, let's talk about the LeBron to Dallas part of it. It's one of those things, Colin, I'll tell you what it's like. It's like if I were to leak to a reporter, I want to add Colin Cowherd to First Things First. Sounds great. Great chemistry between us. Can't fit it under the cap. I know you say that we have a show with unlimited budget. They're like, hey, add Colin. It'd be wonderful. That'd be fun. There's no way to make the money work there, unfortunately. Like the idea, I read this story, the initial story, and it's one of the most curious stories I've ever read. It had in there this line that the Mavs were considering trying to trade for LeBron last year when the Lakers were struggling, which is fascinating because LeBron was literally ineligible to be traded last year. The CBA wouldn't allow it because of when he signed his contract. They then added a line to the story that said, even though LeBron was ineligible. So what type of meeting is that? I'm just curious. Hey, guys, you want to trade for LeBron? Yeah, I want to trade for LeBron. And just some guy in the corner with the CBA is like, fellas, we're not allowed to. They're like, okay, cool, meeting over. So I didn't understand that. Then it said the easiest way for LeBron to get to Dallas was if he was bought out by the Lakers. I don't think Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka are the best executives in basketball, but I do think that if they are faced with the choice of, we could pay LeBron James $45 million to play basketball for us, or $40 million to not play basketball for us, I think they're going to choose door number one. So there is no way for LeBron to get to the Mavs this year. So why did this story come out? There's two schools of thought here. One is, Kyrie's like, hey, I'm trying to bring you to me. Can you try to bring me to you? Like, can you know, if it won't work out here, and that's where I was leaning initially. But I actually think it's more about Kyrie trying to secure a long-term contract from the Mavericks by showing, guys, this is how all in I am. I will recruit for you. And maybe we can't bring LeBron now, but in a year, maybe we could. So I think the Lakers are smart to not want to be in the Kyrie business. I think LeBron has a blind spot for him because 7 years ago they won a title together and he likes the talent. I would not bring Kyrie to Los Angeles, but what I would say is this. A year from now, is there a scenario where I could see LeBron surveying the landscape if Bronny's not one and done and he's going to spend another year in school and is like, okay, I can pick my team, that the Mavs could be on his list of options when he has said Luka's, you know, his favorite player to watch in the league and things like that? Yeah, I think a year from now this is possible. I think right now Kyrie's going to be a Mav, LeBron's going to be a Laker, and that's about the end of it.
He is the co-host, the star of First Things First, the show he's on now. And hopefully for a long time. Despite what you read, hopefully he's on that show for a long, long time.
Oh, are people, reading? I don't even know what you're referring to, Colin. I have no idea. I mean, this, you know, they'll put anything on the internet these days, my friends. That's what I've heard. Just anything will go on the internet. And I hope someone puts on the internet, I am recruiting Colin Cowherd to First Things First. I am. Listen, you're going to have to take a buyout and a bit of a pay cut, but it'd be great. Yeah. You got to move cross country. Just come on. Love to have you.
That's all. Good seeing you, buddy.
See ya. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, the Lakers came out and basically said, yeah, we're not interested in adding Kyrie this summer. So there you go. Immediately sent out the message. We're not doing that. It is interesting, though. Just, you know, every town, we were talking about this earlier, like Philadelphia, to me, has always felt like an Eagles town. They like the Phillies. They like the Sixers. It's an Eagles town. New York has often been labeled a baseball town, but in the 80s, nobody was going to watch the Yankees. I still contend that New York is the most underrated basketball city. The fact the Knicks have mostly been irrelevant for 20 years, still can't get a ticket, it's a great basketball town. Los Angeles, uniquely, is a baseball town, Dodgers, and a NBA town, Lakers. The Rams are getting more popular. You could argue USC, when they're hot, is as popular as the NFL teams. USC is a huge brand in the city. So, but it is interesting in Los Angeles that to watch kind of the Lakers, how the franchise, the standards are different now. That, you know, Pat Riley did not grovel to LeBron. They were bad for a year, rebuilt it, and are back. The last 9 or 10 years, the Lakers have been sub-30 wins four times and only have three winning seasons. If you take out the weird bubble year, it's basically been a disastrous decade by the Lakers standards. And I'm very pro LeBron, but it's time now to come to terms with LeBron plays about 55 games, and he's really good in moments. But I think Kyrie would make the Lakers better for a year, and I would love to watch it. But it's not a good basketball decision long term. I can think two things. I thought Dallas going for it with Luka was good, but I'd be okay letting him go. I think Kyrie would make the Lakers better for a year, but at some point you'd be doing it to appease LeBron, and you can't worry about Bronny at USC. That's LeBron's thing. That you can't worry about. They got a couple years left on the contract, but they sent out that message very clearly, very quickly. We're not interested in Kyrie. There's a reason it got out very quickly.
We should also be clear. You mentioned the Lakers have been largely a dumpster fire for about 8 or 9 years. The reason they've been good in that time frame is LeBron.
Yes.
He forced them to get Anthony Davis.
But he is aging, and he is giving you fewer games. I thought this postseason was a great example of what they are. They were swept by Denver.
Well, at the same time, get LeBron to the playoffs. He'll deliver. They got, they advanced pretty far, no? I thought they had a great postseason after a pedestrian regular season, no? Wouldn't you take that again next year?
Well, they beat Memphis, who didn't have their center. They were unraveling with Ja Morant and Dylan Brooks. Got a little bit of a break there. They won a play-in game. Then they beat Memphis.
This sounds a lot like glass half empty, Colin, but continue.
I'm just saying.
But what happened against the Warriors? Well, what's the excuse there? The Draymond punch against Jordan Poole 9 months ago?
It was a fine year, but I'm saying there are, by the Lakers letting this out very quickly, when they leak it, not interested in Kyrie. It's them putting their foot down. Like, we're not going to play this game publicly with you. It ain't happening.
I like it, don't you?
Yeah.
Austin Reeves or Kyrie Irving, who would you rather have in L.A. next year?
Well, Austin Reeves. I think he's more stable.
It's not even close.
Yeah, I think Kyrie's erratic. But I will say Kyrie fits with LeBron. I think it would be really interesting for a year. If Kyrie said tomorrow.
Wait, how about let me.
Kyrie said, I'll come for 1 year to L.A.
No, he's not doing that.
But
if he wants a four-year deal.
I'd take it. I would take it for a year.
He won't do that. But wait, you said LeBron and Kyrie fit together.
Yeah.
I think we need to say past tensed. What is it now? 5, 6 years ago, they fit together. Will they fit together currently with this LeBron? I think there's some question there, no? This is a different LeBron than it was 6 years ago.
Oh, no question.
So I don't necessarily think it's automatic that they're going to fit together. Let's just remember what Kyrie's been the last few years.
Erratic.
Injury prone, erratic, burning sage in the locker room, anything but basketball, going AWOL on the Nets, being a jerk to Steve Nash, like, you think Darvin Ham wants to get in the Kyrie Irving business?
Well, I know he doesn't. He also doesn't defend, and Darvin Ham wants his guys to defend. Westbrook would not defend. Yeah. Darvin Ham struggled with that. Darvin Ham wants you to defend.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
For the record, we had talked about this. The PGA and the LIV Golf Tour have joined forces. I am totally comfortable with people who are upset about it based on 9/11 and how damaging that was to families across America. Totally understand it. Jay Monahan, the PGA commissioner, talked a lot about morals and values, and now he's conjoined forces with the LIV group. But it's interesting is that we all make choices, and sometimes those are difficult choices. And many of you are running to social media to criticize the decision. The Saudi government owns a very large percentage of Twitter. And China's government runs TikTok. You may want to put your phone down, right? Be very careful about lecturing. I can understand if you are outraged, but it's a global economy, and you don't know who owns this company, other companies. It's just be very careful. These devices we're all on, I heard about betraying the United States. Well, then our government's betraying the United States, who we've sold weapons to for years, who we're in relationships with. What bothers me deeply is when people are hypocrites. You know, we've all worked for a boss or somebody, and they get very, very preachy, and then you find out something about their private life, and it's kind of detestable. You know, Twitter's owned a big chunk by the Saudi government, and TikTok. My wife loves TikTok. She gets it recipes and animal stuff. That's the Chinese government. Everybody's on TikTok. So if you want to be the ultimate moralist, then put your phone down. I don't know who Apple's in business with. I've got my phone right here for breaking stories. I don't know every relationship Apple has. Some may bother me. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
I don't want to depress any Lakers fans, but we are not going to address the Austin Reaves rumor that's out there.
What's that?
It's fake. I think it's a fake internet thing.
Okay.
He was spotted at a bar with a big pop star, shall we say, who's having concerts out here at SoFi in August, and I can't get tickets. She's huge. But it's a fake story. So all these people, my buddies are texting me, are you guys going to talk about it? Austin Reaves, come on. You know, he's just a hero to Lakers fans.
He really should be. He's a hardworking kid.
Great story. Gotta love Austin Reaves. All right, let's get to real news. Buffalo Bills. This is the second straight hour we've talked about the Bills. Bills fans, get off my back about the Jets, okay? The Bills just acquired Leonard Floyd yesterday on a one-year deal. I know Colin's not keen on it. It's another defensive addition. But listen, Ed Oliver got an extension. Leonard Floyd, two-time Super Bowl champion pass rusher. Von Miller in the mix. They got a damn good team. Here's GM Brandon Bean discussing their impressive defensive front. We always believe in trying to be strong up front. We really tried to solidify our O-line, and now just gives us another body, another pass rusher. Protect your quarterback, get after the other team's QB. We faced Leonard and the Rams. And he's a great player the last 3 years. He's had close to 30 sacks. Well, we forget Von Miller was lost last year, so he wasn't around in the playoffs.
No, listen, I'd like Buffalo's GM. There are things I like about Sean McDermott, but it's the third defensive lineman they've spent money on. And my takeaway is, who's your number two wide receiver? They can't get the O-line right.
You're not a Gabe Davis guy?
He disappeared.
He had a rough year.
He disappeared. So I thought there was a time, was it against the Chiefs a couple years
ago? Yeah, the playoff game, he had like a billion yards and touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, they found a number. Yeah. They found a guy. Then he disappeared. So I've said this about the Steelers. I respect Mike Tomlin. How many years does he get to fix the O-line? They spend all their money on defense. Yeah. How many years can they struggle post Le'Veon Bell to get a running game that's consistent? How many years do you get? If Andy Reid can solve, I mean, when Sean McVay came to the Rams, their O-line was a mess. They fixed it in a year, Andrew Whitworth. Andy Reid, in a year, fixed it. By the way, Kyle Shanahan, get me Trent Williams, fixed it. These offensive coaches very quickly understand the value of the quarterback, weapons, and O-line. 5 years Buffalo, they're still adding to the D-line.
So last year at this time, it was basically Kansas City and Buffalo. You have put Cincinnati ahead of Buffalo, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I like their moves, offensive coach. I like their off. I think they are less tone deaf to some of the things that are happening.
Tone deaf, harsh. All right, next story. Justin Herbert, 2 seasons left on his rookie deal, but Brandon Staley, the coach, said yesterday negotiations for getting Herbert a new deal are ongoing. Herbert was asked about the negotiations, saying, "It's out of my control at this point." The superstar QB led the Chargers to his first playoff appearance last year. We won't talk about how they collapsed in embarrassing fashion. You and I watched that game at a bar together.
Yes.
I think I had to leave at halftime. Coaching my daughter's basketball
team. You didn't commit
to
the night.
I left you with the Cougars there. At any rate, it was like 27-0, and they ended up losing. Now they got a new OC in Kellen Moore.
So for years and years, last 2 years, I know the Spanoses. I know I really like the Chargers people, the family, and I know them, and I know the front office guy, Tommy Telesco. I don't know Brandon Staley, but I know Justin Herbert, Oregon kid. And the last 2 years, I have been completely reluctant to embrace them. And I have a lot of friends with Charger tickets, because you can get really great seats to the Chargers, yeah, not as much the Rams. This is the year I'm going in. Well, I'm ready to get my heart broken, because the only way it works as a Charger fan. I think this team has a chance to get to the conference championship. I think Kellen
That's
Moore
quite is quite a leap, considering he doesn't have a playoff win under his belt.
I think Kellen Moore is going to be the secret sauce for this team. I'm so excited to watch the Chargers this year. So excited.
Chargers or Jets? More excited.
Chargers. Because I think the Jets have... I think you're overselling a little bit of the Jets.
Okay. Great. All right, let's move on to the final story. Geno Smith, NFL Comeback Player of the Year last season. They exceeded all expectations last year. Geno talked to Albert Breer about how he's always been a leader. So I was leading these guys when I was a backup. Leadership doesn't have a title. You're either a leader or you're not. Leadership, to me, it's something I've been about my whole life. I just continue to do the same things. I haven't changed anything. I'm working the same way, and I'm going to lead these guys the same way. And obviously, there is a difference. I'm not naive. Guys will look at it different. But I think if they see you being the same guy all the time, they respect it a lot more. Let's be real. He was not a leader in New York. We know mouthiness. A teammate punched him out. We've had a quarterback come on this set and said how he showed up to some of the meetings. Like, Geno, settle down. Okay? You had a great season. You got some money. You got paid.
Is Seattle a playoff team next year?
I mean, in the NFC, they should be. NFC's garbage.
I went and looked at their two deeps when I was out on vacation.
Oh, that's what you were doing in Iceland, looking at the Seahawks two deeps.
Well, you get to the hotel. I didn't want to go out at night, and I'm just sitting around looking at two deeps. Seattle's got a lot of good players. Now, they're super young. So I always worry about young players should get better, but they're really young. But, man, they got a lot of dudes. They don't have any holes anymore. They have one guard spot that's weak. They don't have a real hole in their team.
It helps them that Arizona has fallen off a cliff and the Rams are not good. Although you and I kind of disagree on the Rams. You think the Rams are like 500 or a playoff team.
Yeah, 9-8. I don't know if they're a playoff, but you got to remember, there's going to be 7 new playoff teams.
Maybe. Maybe there's 6.
Okay.
Or 5.
Start naming them.
Well we got the Jets. They're a playoff team. So there's one. Okay. There's one. Let's
start
just get them out of the way.
Detroit. We agree.
Got it.
There's 2.
Chicago?
Oh, come on.
Okay, all right. Is Cleveland getting back in there?
Oh, in that division?
Pittsburgh. Yeah.
I don't think they are, but you could argue for that, and it's a reasonable argument. Like
you might argue the Patriots.
No way.
No, okay, good.
They don't have enough offense. I'm telling you.
Oh, Saints.
There's three. Somebody's going to get there. One of those teams is going to get there.
Washington? I'm just throwing teams at you.
Well, Sam Howell.
We don't know. He's played one game.
You got to give me six new playoff teams. That's why you laugh when I say Houston. And I'm like,
stop it.
You got to have.
By the way, I was looking at Houston. First time, not new, the first time head coach, first time offensive coordinator, rookie quarterback. And you think there's going to be something good there?
Going to win eight games.
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't say playoffs. Going to be viable.
You know, I'm taking a flight to Vegas after the show, and I'm going to put my mortgage on the under for the Texans because you think they're an eight-win team. Are you crazy?
Maybe we should do that tomorrow.
Eight wins?
You have to give me. Hold on.
I think their season win total is like 6.5.
How about that? I just saw this.
Uh-oh.
Tight end Dalton Schultz, formerly of the Cowboys, currently of the Houston Texans, said today after practice.
Oh, here we go.
CJ Stroud, quote, is a baller.
Ooh,
after their OTA practice.
I mean, now that Dalton Schultz given him.
Did he ever say that about Dak? I never heard the baller comment about Dak.
Look at you stirring the pot here.
Dalton Schultz, CJ Stroud is a baller. Buy up that stock for the Texans. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
It is, you and I are aligned on the PGA Live Tour, right? We're kind of aligned on it.
We're not aligned on? Whew, almost didn't get that. Houston Texans. We're just not, we're total polar opposites. And the LA Rams, dude.
PGA thing.
Yeah, we agree.
But you're not a moralist.
It was phony outrage. I just went back and read, I don't want to put these people on blast, some of the columns a year ago saying how distance themselves from the Saudis and the blood money and the blood brothers and all this stupidness. It's like, my gosh. Yeah, it's just...
Why do we allow our government to do things, but we're outraged if our citizens do?
You should just stop right there. Let the internet folks answer it. Go ahead, answer that. The government can get in bed with Saudi Arabia for eight decades.
States, governments, leagues,
and
individuals can't? I don't get it. The English Premier League, multiple teams owned by, for years, maybe decades, Saudi money.
And this is not to say we embrace the Saudi Arabian people or the government. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if our government can do deals with them, why can't a golf organization do deals and golfers?
I that was my question from the beginning. When people get real preachy.
What's Phil Mickelson doing right now? Victory lap?
A few.
Swimming into Scrooge McDuck style, just a bathtub full of money and laughing with a cigar in his mouth.
But Phil Mickelson's argument, remember, he moaned, he took shots at the PGA for years. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to say it was just Phil Mickelson and money. Phil grumbled for a decade about the PGA Tour owning digital rights, not allowing players to make more money and have more options. Phil Mickelson didn't just suddenly sell his soul for that.
Yeah.
Phil complained for a decade.
Isn't competition good in any business? Well, competition makes you raise your level and work your butt off more.
It used to be that you could be a car dealer and own an NFL or an NBA team. Those days are all over. Those days are... Marge Schott was a car dealer. Those days are all over. There's no car dealers in the NFL now. This money, these are billion-dollar franchises. There are limited numbers of billionaires. And a lot of it is money that you may not approve of. But our government approves of it enough to have relationships with them. So, again, I just... There are a lot of things I am and that I'm not. Okay, I've tried to not be as preachy as I've gotten older. Maybe it's because I have kids and life becomes very gray much less black and white when you have kids and you get older and, you know, maybe you sense your mortality and you just don't want to judge people as harshly. But when I think, when I look at governments can do business with people, but I'm supposed to be outraged because Dustin Johnson does? I don't know. That just, to me, that doesn't seem right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Week 9 of the USFL kicks off Saturday at noon Eastern on Fox as Michigan takes on Pittsburgh. Then the action continues on Sunday as Philly battles New Jersey at 7 p.m. Eastern. Catch every play Saturday and Sunday on Fox.
You know, where you and I, we had a very good May on this show. We don't like to talk about the show too much, but we're doing very well on the show. We've had 6-7 straight record months for us. And one of the things I think helps is that Jason and I are friends. We get along. We kind of, you know, married, kids. We got business stuff. We kind of approach the world the same way. One of the things you and I talk about off the air, and we don't really talk about it on the air, is this like outrage factory in the world. Everybody's outraged all the time. And I've told my wife this. I'm just not. I couldn't tell you the last time I was outraged. Politically, sports. So people will be outraged by the PGA and LIV. Go to their Twitter account. They're outraged 45 times a week. There are just people out there in society They're outraged. They're miserable. They're outraged all day, every day. Am I dead inside? I'm not. I don't know the answer to it. But I think what I've come to terms with is there's just a lot of gray in society, and I can like certain things and be appalled simultaneously with certain things. I don't even know who I'm going to vote for president. I don't like the candidates. One's going to be in their 80s and one feels extreme. I'm going to have to vote for one. I make sacrifices all the time. That's just part of life. I'm not an outrage guy. I think you can get clicks, you can get attention, but you'll find people that are outraged by things. If you go down to 100 tweets, they're outraged 30 times a day. I'm not. You're not. You're not an outrage guy.
I can get outraged.
When Austin Reeves gets disrespect, you get very outraged.
At an airport, if like people are trying to cut in line or my bag doesn't fit in the overhead bin and someone's trying to pull some chicanery, like that stuff that impacts me directly, I kind of get upset about. But like...
Well, how upset?
I don't get that upset. Like, I haven't been in a fight in a long, long, long...
Well, I would
long,
hope not.
Like college, maybe, you know?
That was 20 years ago.
Thank you for making me look old. But like, yeah, there's no... If you're living your life outraged, you're not enjoying your life because you're worked up and angry all the time for no damn reason. Like, just have fun.
I care about my wife. I care about my kids. I love my career. I got a couple good friends. I'm good.
Healthy, happy, and fit. And right? Those are three keys to life. Just be happy. You know, kind of work out, eat right, and work your butt off. Enjoy your job. Like, we got lucky, though, with our jobs, right? There's a lot of people who do not like their jobs.
But there are a lot of people that do, but I am just not somebody that is outraged much. And I've thought about this. I'm like, should I be outraged more? Like, when I watch politics, I can't solve it. I live in California. We're voting Democrat. It doesn't matter. You live in Texas, you're voting conservative. When I look at political social media, you conservatives realize you're never going to turn a liberal into a conservative, and you liberals realize you're never going to turn a conservative into a liberal. Who are you yelling at? You're not going to change anybody's mind. I'm an independent. I can be. You could swing me either way, but I'm so appalled at the far right and the far left, I'm sick of all of you.
But the beauty is, in sports, you can impact someone's opinion. NFL last season, right? I talked you into the New York Giants.
You did.
Like, you were not keen on them, and you, I think, talked some people into the Minnesota Vikings. Like, we can do this
in
sports.
We weren't outraged. We gave data and reason and common sense. So I went heavy Vikings, you went Giants, and we were both right.
Listen, a lot of my Jet stuff is heart over head, which usually does not work out great in the long run.
Yeah.
But you're like you said, some of the data and the information that you can bring to the table, or information you maybe gather from other sources. And they help you get to a certain place.
There's not a single political candidate in the world that I agree down the line on every policy.
No, that should be, yeah. That's
not
how
a single one. If I was president, I don't agree with a single. There's not a media. I like Bill Maher. I don't agree with him half of his opinions. He entertains me.
Let me ask you this. Could someone convince you that Kyrie Irving is a good fit with the Lakers? Or is your mind 100% made up?
No. For 1 year?
No, that's not an option. He's not doing that. Yeah, he wants a four-year deal.
Well, I'm not giving him 4 years.
Okay.
But again, I could be talked into it.
Well, I want to hear LeBron make the case that he wants Kyrie Irving here for the next 4 years. Because LeBron ain't going to be here for 4 years. That's the problem, right? He's not sticking around long.
To gain visibility and control over your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. Take advantage. Special financing offer. No payments or interest. 6 months from NetSuite by Oracle. Just simply go to netsuite.com/herd. netsuite.com/HERD. Our number 3 in a Tuesday is next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.